Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root.
Southern trees bear strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. The indelibly powerful strange fruit immortalized by Billie Holiday owes its existence to a Jewish high school teacher and communist sympathizer named Alan Mirbal. Arguably the most wrenching song ever recorded about the horrors of American racism, strange fruit began as a poem. In 1937, when Abe Mirbal, a Jewish school teacher from New York, saw a photograph of the lynchings of Thomas Shipp and Abram Smith. Mirbal later recalled how the photograph haunted him for days, inspired the writing of the poem, Strange Fruit. After seeing Billie Holiday perform at the club Cafe Society in New York City, Mirbal showed her the poem, and Holiday liked it. She reworked it with Sonny White and turned it into the now famous Strange Fruit. The record made it to number 16 on the charts in July 1939.
Strange fruit hanging.
By the time it hit the top of the charts, the established press was not amused. The song was immediately denounced by Time magazine as, quote, a prime piece of musical propaganda, unquote. Luckily, Time didn't have the last word. The song continued to have an impact on generations of fans, black and white, including the performers Lena Horne, Eartha Kitt, and most recently Sting. Holiday's version of the song was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1978. It was also included in the list of Songs of the Century by the Recording Industry of America and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.